Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, back at it on the high school basketball court. Northwest Mounties today hosting Jackson High School Vikings. Good atmosphere in here, pretty full bleachers here, and I think it's because this matchup is intriguing. And we're expecting it to be a pretty good one, and I'm looking forward to hoping it materializes. Thanks again to Jackson Public Schools, IST, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, as well as our pregame sponsor, Kelly Express Marts. And make sure you stop in and see them. And go to those ones, the one on West Michigan Avenue now there at Robinson Road and out there at the Napoleon Galley out there. The Chicken McNuggets. I say Chicken McNuggets. That's trademark. McDonald's will be upset, but the Chicken Nuggets that taste like they came from Mickey D's, and it's good stuff out there. Kelly Express Marts. All the other stuff, obviously. They've got some great stuff.
Making me hungry.
That was my aim, Brian. back from the tropics and ready to get into some cold Michigan basketball, but the Northwest JV just took the victory from the Jackson High Vikings JV, and we'll see if the Mounties varsity can get that going here, too, at home.
Yeah, we saw some good talent on the floor in the JV game, which even excites me more for what we're about to see.
Especially knowing that Northwest has some underclassmen that are contributing to this good start for them. Mounties come in 9-4 on the year, 5-2 in the league, tied for second place with Marshall. They're coming in on a three-game winning streak, including we just saw them beat Western not that long ago. And in their last game on Friday, they beat Battle Creek Harper Creek 61-53. Harper Creek was one of their early losses back on December 12th, so they avenged that here at home, and now they're hosting the Vikings tonight. So looking to get that going. Now this is a Mounties team that's got maybe a little taste for revenge against the Vikings as they beat them last year 71-39 at Jackson High, and then in the district beat them 45-37, so they ended the Mounties season last year. Yeah, I think there's a few kids around here that are going to remember that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one thing that Northwest didn't have last year, and that's Rhodey Doe.
So. Yeah, stellar freshman player out here, starter, going to play a ton of minutes, and he's a team leader, primary ball handler, and we were glad to find out we've been saying his name correctly. Dido.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I expect him to be really important, vital for the Mounties tonight. But that's not as though they're one-dimensional. They get a lot of contribution from Dennis Graham. And, of course, they've got Bryson Cooper, the stretch guy, the long one. Of course, his brother plays for Tom Izzo Spartans. But Cooper comes out, plays good minutes, and he's not a guy who's necessarily going to get a bunch of plays called for him. But he's going to be a great defensive backstop there and go out there and rebound and give you some good minutes.
Yeah, and I think another player, Marquise Williams, we really liked what we saw from him offensively, but he's got to stay out of foul trouble. And even Coach James Bradley said, yeah, Marquise, that's kind of been a bugaboo for him, is get a couple of early fouls and then have to be careful. So let's see if he can. And, hey, one of our favorite players, Avery Ansbaugh, undersized but just gritty. And we always like the gritty guy.
And strong, yeah. Just, you know, you can't be a smaller player if you don't have some grit or just some special skills. I think he's got a little bit of both of that, and you don't want to leave him alone. He's a guy who can get forgotten about maybe in the half court and sneak in a couple triples or just a few offensive rebounds for you. So they far from one dimensional, and that's again a 9-4 start to the year for them is a good start for Northwest basketball, and a win over Jackson could be awesome for them too, because once again, Jackson's going to be in that district with them up at Mason with Holt, Jackson, Northwest, Lansing, Everett, Mason, and Okemos. So that could be a tough district this year, actually.
Yeah, and, you know, actually, it's funny you say that. Talking to both coaches pregame, we had a little district talk, and they both said the same thing, thought it was a pretty wide-open district. Yeah. Not that there's bad teams meeting that wide open, just a lot of good teams in there. And who right. knows who's going to advance.
So who gets hot, who plays the best for those 3 days could be the winner. And don't count Jackson out. They're 7-5 to start the year, 3-2, third place tie in their league. Although coming off, they've got losses to both Chelsea and Ipsy Lincoln, who are the top two teams in that league. But Jackson holding their own, coming off a close loss at Belleville, 49-47 in their last game. But they've gotten 7 wins, and they'd like to get an 8th here tonight.
Yeah, that Belleville game, too, was about a half quarter at the buzzer for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Coach Thompson, he took it well. He's like, you know, sometimes somebody makes a play like that, and it happens. And I was inspired talking to Coach Thompson, first-year coach here at Jackson this year. And he said, you know, a lot of the – and we know this. You get a new coach, new coaching staff, it takes a little time to gel and find what people's roles are going to be. And as a coach, you have to define that. And he thinks that Jackson's going to start playing their best ball. And he's very excited. And he kind of pumped me up just talking to him.
Good point. You get the feeling that that the coach understands that. So maybe at 7-5 at this point in the year, they're ahead of schedule a little bit for what he expects. And that's always the goal, I think, for these high school coaches, is to be playing your best ball late in the year and heading into the tournament. So we'll see if Jackson can live up to that. So far, so good. Good start. We haven't seen Jackson yet, but Connor did. And he said they played well. He liked their style. He thought they had some good leadership and some go-to guys. And, yeah, I think they're gonna. It's a tough matchup for the Mounties tonight.
Yeah, they have Jaden Ross, who's, said to be 6'6". I'm not sure if I see 6'6", but, you know, kind of a Kevin Durant wing-like player. Not necessarily as a typical 6'6 big, but, you know, for this team, he's got to play big for them. Trey Pierce, the lone senior starter as a guard. Berkeley Drummond scoring a lot of points. And Jaden Ross, Coach Thompson saying that there's a handful of colleges there already scouting him. So some talent is on the floor for this Jackson High team.
We'll get a chance to see it on display here coming up. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get you ready with the starting lineups and tip-off coming up. It's the Jackson Vikings facing the Northwest Mounties here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Get the starting lineups and get closer to tip off. A little late start. Triple header tonight here with the freshman team, the junior varsity, and now our varsity contest starting in just a few minutes. Brian, let's get the starting lineups.
All right. Well, we'll start with the guests from Jackson, the Vikings tonight. Four juniors and a senior in the starting lineup. Well, senior is going to be wearing number zero, Trey Pierce. Wearing number one will be Jaden Ramirez. Number two, Lorenzo Rogers. Number three, Jaden Ross. And number five, Berkeley Drummond.
I can't believe Berkeley Drummond's still playing. Seems like he's been here for 4 or 5 years.
and he's just a junior. Yeah. Well, there's been a Drummond here for a long time now.
That's true. How about for the home court Mounties?
Well, for the Mounties, they'll have junior number one, Marquise Williams. Junior number two, Dennis Graham. Avery Ansbaugh, the senior, wearing number three. Roe Dedeau, number five, the freshman. And as you talked about, Bryson Cooper, number 20, the junior center.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him standing. We were talking about Ross' potential for how tall he really is. I want to see him stand next to Cooper because Cooper will give us a pretty clear 6'7". And, I didn't do the hand gesture, and I said 6'7", but we're working our way up to the tip-off, and then we'll get the anthem here in the building and the starting lineups. We'll take another three-minute break. When we come back, let's tip this one off. Jackson High School Vikings and the Northwest Mounties. Here on WKHM, online around the world at WKHM.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, getting the starting lineups introduced on the floor. We'll be tipping it off in just a moment, Brian. Our pregame again for Kelly Express Mart's, a ton of locations throughout Jackson. And make sure you sign up for the rewards program. It's worked out well for me. I think I currently have like $14 or so I can use next time I fill up or whatever.
Man, I need to get that. I go in there all the time, and they always ask me if I have rewards, and I decline, and probably just giving money away.
You are. Just leaving it out there on the table. So into the jump circle we go with Cooper and Ross. And, yeah, that's a foul. I'd say two inches?
I was going to say, if Cooper is 6'7", which I believe we're going to put Ross at 6'4 and a half. Six.
Still good length out there.
Whoa.
And the tap was missed by both guys and ultimately won by Ross and the Vikings. And Drummond brings it up to the timeline there. Looks like Mann sprinted around over to the left wing, and a shot goes up quickly from the Vikings. And that was Ramirez taking the shot, rebounded by Northwest quickly up to 4D Dull. Passes into the corner, and we'll get a triple right away. That's air ball. Ross rebounds. Missed triple for the Mounties is Marquise Williams. Back another quick triple, this time filled up. In transition, we can call it, I suppose. That's Pierce knocking it down. It's 3-0 Vikings.
Confident look by Pierce right there.
Williams into the corner. They go right down to Cooper on the block. And tough shot. You had the Drummond try to take the offensive foul, but I think the right call, no call by the officials, and a nice shot made by Cooper. They go right to him in the offense, and gosh, if he starts getting active on the block, that's tough to stop.
I hope we see that tonight where let him play.
Yeah. Pierce gives it up to Drummond from the right wing, stops, pulls up from the free throw line, and misses. Rebound tapped and immediately squeezed by Williams, and now Dito running the break up the right side. Puts pressure on, gives up across the lane to Anspaugh. He pump fakes, gets the shot up, knocked to the floor, and free throws coming for Avery Anspaugh. I like the ball movement right away for both teams, but particularly the Mounties. Ito getting some penetration and then just firing it down to Anspaugh, cutting on the baseline.
Yeah, that looked like one where Dito could have gone up. It would have been contested, but made the great pass to Anspaugh instead.
Anspaugh knocks down that first free throw. .641 to play first quarter. We're tied at 3 after the free throw make, and Northwest can take the first lead with the second one. No. Goes off rim and a quick whistle. Did we get a lane violation somewhere?
Yeah, I think they got Ramirez. He went in way early.
So Anspaugh gets a second chance. That's probably why he missed. Distracted by the lane violation. Second one does go. It's clean. .641 to go and 4-3 Mounties. Drummond over the timeline for the Vikings. Met there by Dito. Crosses now, goes left side of the circle, right side for Ramirez. Coming on a cut is Ross. Really his first touch in the half court. Takes a dribble to the baseline, pulls up. Kind of kissed the backboard, misses, and now rebound and a run out for the Vikings, or for the Mounties rather. And Drummond intercepting, getting in front of that. And there's Marquise Williams with his first foul, and that doesn't help him stay out of foul trouble. Really just a good play by Drummond to catch up to that outlet pass.
And you know, we've only seen a couple Mountie games, so this isn't fair, but I feel like the ones we've seen, Williams has picked up just some 50-50 fouls. That one's two guys going for the ball. Not sure how they determine.
Yeah. Drummond has it for the Vikings. Dribbles over right side, hands off Ramirez there, coming across now, drive into the elbow, skips it into the corner for a triple try. up high off the rim. Rebound Drummond. He goes reverse layup to beat the block and scores it. And the Vikings go back in front 5-4. Missed three on that one was Lorenzo Rogers. But a good offensive rebound and score for Drummond. Dito with the ball now for the Mounties. Into the corner. Anspaugh is going to go. That's Williams going baseline. Tries to fire to Anspaugh. And it's going to be a backcourt violation with a pass that Anspaugh couldn't handle. A turnover. And the Vikings get it back with the 5-4 lead.
Anspaugh did a good job right there because a lot of times players know it's going to be over and back and they just kind of dog after it. But Lorenzo Rogers was going to get that ball and get a layup if Anspaugh didn't grab it.
Vikings inbound from the sideline to Drummond. Swings it around right side. Ramirez drives. Kind of a running one-handed hook. Missed off the side backboard. Rebounded by Williams. Here come the Mounties. Dito up the right side. Penetration. Gets all the way in. Blocked by Ross. Went up high. A lot of contact. No foul call. That, you know, the body contact we always hear about. The block was clean. He went way up high to get it. Out of bounds, and it'll be Northwest ball.
And again, letting them play.
Yeah. 5:22 on their first quarter clock. Inbound to Dito in the corner. Dribbles out to the wing and now back even further near the center circle to trigger the offensive play call. Double team comes to try to trap. Dito dribbles through it. Now gets all the way down to the block. This time he goes in all the way in. I think he maybe lost the handle there in the way. Missed it, so it's rebounded by the Vikings in the open court. It's batted around a little out of bounds, and they'll say last touch Mounties. Viking ball.
I'd like to see Jackson in this possession get a little better shot right now. Shot selection's been a little questionable. I think there's, maybe seven possessions, and I think three bad shots.
They played solid enough on defense, and so you don't want to come away with these bad shot empty possessions. There's a pass in the corner. Drummond dribbles out of the corner, now gets baseline, gets in deep against Dito. Turns and fades, got it.
I'm going to call that a good shot.
He made it.
Yeah.
Put the pressure on Dito, too. To, if you want to stop me, you might have to foul me. Dito, crossover, gets into the free throw area, out to Anspaugh on the wing. He'll back it back out. Now right corner. It feels like the first touch for Graham in the game, pretty much. He'll back it back out. Gets a screen from Cooper. Pulls up a three from the top, and that's going to go. Dennis Graham with the triple make. 7-7 tie.
That went in, but that was a contested three.
Yeah.
A quick one.
Vikings get a step on the baseline. Ramirez takes it all the way to the rack. Good fast step. We wondered if you wonder if Jaden Ramirez is fast. We know he is. We saw it there.
We know he's strong too.
Yeah, that football speed translated. Cooper backs out. Anspaugh takes a three. That misses everything. Rebound battle. Last touch Williams and out of bounds to the Vikings. 9-7 after the layup for Ramirez. Vikings leading now. Anspaugh will get a breather as Osterberg's going to come in.
And that shot was kind of a contested quick three as well.
Yep, Ross gives it up for Rogers. Viking ball across the middle. Rogers over the timeline, hands off to Drummond. He comes around to the middle, now goes over to the left wing. Gives it to Ramirez. Back out to the top for Pierce. Pierce gives it up to Rogers, gets a step, takes it in. Over the outstretched hand to Cooper and able to lay it up. There's a 4-0 run for Jackson. Dito back the other way, pressing his advantage, takes it all the way down. Tough shot, well defended. Offensive rebound and putback attempt by Williams is no good, and clear the rebound for Pierce. Gets it out to Ross, throws it up the floor to Rogers. Penetrates now out to Drummond, open for three, and hits. And there's a 7-0 run for the Vikings. It was a 7-7 tie, it's 14-7 now. We got a timeout on the floor. And that's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 3:12 to play first quarter, 14-7 Vikings on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
A little pressure on the inbound here for the Vikings. Mounties do get it over the timeline. Osterberg hands off to Dido. And he has been really putting the pressure on the defense, but sometimes he penetrates with no end in sight, you know, no plan. And he's got down there and kind of thrown up a tough shot or had to toss it back out. And so good defensive game plan by the Vikings. Now he tries to feed a cutting Williams. That goes off his hands and out of bounds, and another turnover. And Vikings a chance to continue their offensive run here. 7-0 run currently, 14-7 lead, and about 2:45 to play in our first quarter. Rogers working right side. Deep, but gives it up to the wing for Drummond. He gets a step, gets it in the air. Hangs, couldn't score it. Well defended, Osterberg. A little contact, but again, letting the play, Brian. Rebounded by the Mounties. Throws it up the floor to Williams. No, I'm sorry, that's Dido. Drives. Dishes out to Cooper. They leave him alone for three. He hit.
Cooper showing some range, the big fella.
Bryson Cooper with the triple. That's his 5th points. And 2:15 to go. Cuts the lead to 4.
That's a big basket, too.
Yeah, and he kind of looked like hesitant to take it, but they were leaving him so alone. He made it. The team kind of counted it to go in. Now we'll get a foul against Cooper. It looks like trying to defend on a high post in the screen, or in pass, excuse me.
Yeah, Ramirez giving up probably 4 or 5 inches to Cooper, but what he's lacking in inches, he's in strength, he's definitely got some girth to him.
Yeah, did a good job to kind of pin that defender on his back, and sometimes the defender gets anxious about knocking that away and ends up getting that reach call. First team, or second team foul for the Mounties, trailing 14-10. Vikings get the ball inbound. Gibson, or Drummond on the left wing, down to the corner. Newly into the game for the Vikings is DeMar Hobbs. Get it down to the block, missed shot, rebounded Cooper. Dido on the outlet. Now he gets a step into the lane, into the air. Double clutch, couldn't get it to fall. Kind of contorting his body sideways to avoid the defender, and he goes to the deck. Looks like he's going to be all right. He'll go and shoot free throws. Rodi Doe.
Yeah, you talked about him contorting his body. He does have really good body control in there. But you also mentioned of going in there maybe without a plan. You know, when you have that kind of body control and that kind of vert, you just feel like, yeah, I'll figure something out before I land.
Yeah, what do you call that? As he hits the first free throw, the creativity in the air, maybe the way to say it, but didn't get that shot to fall, and he's missed a couple of those, kind of driving in with reckless abandon. Gets both free throws to go, nothing but net, and cuts the lead to 2, so the Mounties with a 5-0 run with 96 seconds left in the first quarter. Drummond over the timeline, kind of a half-court trap here by the Mounties. They trap him. Drummond passes over it. Now a couple passes. Ramirez ends up in the corner, skips it across right wing. Ross sidesteps, a little screen and roll almost with Hamlin, and they turn it over. Good defense by the Mounties. There's Dido again trying to feed a cutter on the baseline. This time it was Graham. Fast break the other way, and a lefty finish at the backboard for Drummond. And there's a 16-12 Vikings lead.
It's a nice finish by Drummond, up to 9 points on his own.
Dido's got it, working against Drummond. Drummond's had a good offensive day, and he's also taken on that task of guarding the freshman, Dido.
Yeah, and he's not just playing off him, he's challenging him.
Yeah. Dido gets down in, and they're squeezing on him. They get it into Cooper. Elevates, gets bump, finishes off the window. No call, letting them play as they have all through this first quarter. 35 seconds left. Drummond spots up for a triple. That one's short. Off Cooper's rebound out to Osterberg, and he'll pull it down for the Mounties. Gives it up to Dido. 25 seconds. 16-14 Mounties trail behind the back dribble. Move to the top of the key. Gives up to Graham. Graham kind of clears it out. 17 seconds. Gets a step lefty against Rogers. Now tries to scoop it to Williams on the block. Deflected. Looked like it was out of bounds, but they try to save it to Osterberg. He gets it. Dido tosses up for Cooper. Under the basket, and he finishes. 4 seconds left. We're tied to 16. Fling from half court. No good. 16-16. Tie after one. Bryson Cooper, rather, having a nice day. I'm getting all the brothers' names wrong because we have Bentley Drummond having a nice day, too. Let's take a 60-second break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Get 8 more minutes on the clock, ready to start the second quarter with a 16-16 tie. Mountie ball. Get things going. Dito, Anspaugh, Cooper, Graham, and Williams on the floor. Williams gets out of that quarter with just one foul. So that's at least one number that the Northwest Mounties can be excited about. And Cooper's been able to play big down on the block, too.
Yeah, 9 points for him. That's another number they're excited.
Dito coming across the top. Looks to penetrate. Can't. Stops at the left wing. And now a little off-speed hesitation. Gives it up to the corner. Graham goes baseline. Has to stop. Goes out to Dito. Grabs it. Goes in. Drops it off for Cooper. He elevates. Another shot up this time. A little short. And rebounded by the Vikings. Nice ball. Passing in close proximity, getting a good look at it for Cooper.
And I like to see Cooper just go up with that strong.
I think so, too. He did a little double clutch move, and he should have just kept it up high and go up strong.
He would have drawn a foul there.
Yep. Meanwhile, Ross at the wing now for the Vikings. Backs it out, and a triple goes up and hit. Three-point bucket for Pierce, and it gives the Vikings a 19-16 lead.
Yeah, Pierce started the game with an opening three-pointer and starting the second quarter with one, so watch out for Pierce in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter.
Graham's got it for the Mounties at the left side, left wing now for Williams. He'll kind of face up there. Goes down to Cooper, has come all the way out to the three-point line, but he goes deep in there. Left it short again, got all the way to the rim. And now Drummond's going to go in strong. And a blocking foul. Anspaugh trying to take a charge. Maybe got there just a step late. And a little bit of a acting job. And the call goes as a blocking foul instead of a charge.
Good job by the officials so far tonight as we talk about letting them play. But mm-hmm. I feel like they've gotten every call correct so far.
Berkeley Drummond at the free throw line and hits. 10 points now for the Vikings junior. And the second free throw misses. Rebounded Williams. Gets it out to Dito. Looking to run for the Mounties. Takes it in under the backboard. Skips it out to Graham for three. Short. Rebound high, and Cooper slaps it out, but it's going to be grabbed by the Vikings in stride and taking it in. Little hesitation step. Missed the layup. It's loose in the paint. Backs it out, and there you go with another triple try for Pierce. Missed. Another chance for the Vikings on the rebound. Drummond for a three, and he buries it. A couple of offensive rebounds on that possession by Jacob Worthy into the game, and he's not a big kid, but he was right place, right time.
Yeah, nice out little, you know, on those offensive boards, you kick it out for a three. You get an open look a lot.
There's a triple going up for the Mounties. Dito hitting Williams in the corner, missed it and rebounded by the Vikings. 23-16, they lead. And nobody caught a guy in transition. Lucky that pass went a little awry. Worthy dribbles down to the baseline out to Pierce, and now Ross gives it up to Drummond. Jab step, dribble drive into the elbow area. Reverse pivot, jumper, got it.
Drummond showing all facets of the game.
15 first half points for Drummond. And out to a 9-point lead for the Vikings. Dito penetrates. It's bumped. No calls. Out to Anspaugh. Anspaugh drives in. Backs it back out to Graham. Down to the block for Cooper. Cooper clears it back out. Williams will drive, loses the dribble. Drummond cleans up the loose ball. Vikings fast break. Worthy one-on-one with Graham and floats it over him. And that'll get a timeout from the Mounties bench, a full timeout. Coach James Bradley needs to talk it over. 27-16. It's an 11-0 run to start the quarter. Let's take a 60-second break. Back with 5:07 to play first half on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5 Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Mountie ball out of the timeout. See that ATO as Coach Johnston from Jackson refers to it. How do you do out of that timeout? Do you at least run the play you drew up? Scoreless here. 3 minutes into the second quarter for the Mounties, and Osterberg back in for Anspaugh. You've got Williams now with it, working against Drummond. Reaches in. Williams holds on to it. Gets away to Osterberg, right wing. Now back to Dito, coming out to get it near half court. Free spacing for the Mounties. Gets a screen from Cooper. Penetrates. Gets in the air. Scoops it around the defense. And another layup miss for Dito. And now in the battle for the loose ball, it'll go out of bounds. Last touch Drummond. So the Mounties will keep it. Dito, though, probably a little out of sorts here in the first half with just 2 points.
Yeah, and he is getting the basket easily, but you mentioned early a smidgen out of control. Not a ton, but just enough to make those shots tough.
Yeah. Now a step back, Dito will try the three and air ball. For 21 to go, first half, 27-16. That 11-0 run still going for the Vikings. Inbound goes to Berkeley Drummond. Over the timeline near that northwest jump circle. Starts to go to the right side, deep on the wing. Picks up the dribble, no one to go. Goes top for Ross. Ross steps back, pulls the triple. And that goes off the rim. Offensive rebound, Drummond. And the putback is good. He's got 17 now. And that's a 13-point lead for Northwest, a 13-0 run. Or excuse me, for Jackson.
Drummond, not the biggest guy out there, but just got himself in good position.
Cooper screening for Graham and get it down to Cooper. Double team comes back out to Graham. Mounties still scoreless here in the second half, and Graham get a little extra effort from Ross. And we'll get our first foul of the quarter on the Vikings. Just on the floor, so we'll get an inbound from the sideline for Northwest.
Yep, that's Ross's second. If I'm Northwest, I'd try to go at him right now.
Graham going off the dribble, backs it back out. Now you get a back cut. Williams couldn't get it to him. The defense by the Vikings coming off the challenge as they try to outlet it to Dito. That gets knocked out of bounds. Anspaugh comes in to give Williams a breather.
And there you have Ramirez guarding Dito. And Ramirez, man, he's a strong kid.
Inbound goes to Anspaugh down the corner. Goes baseline move into the basket. Now pivots, gets a shot up, goes knocked down, but missed the shot. Rebounded by the Vikings on a runout. Ramirez gets in the air. Maybe got away with a foul there. Graham challenging it. Rebounded by Cooper, and he'll go to the floor. This time we'll get the foul call against the Vikings.
Looks like they're going to get DeMar Hobbs. All All right, let's see if, you know, earlier we talked about some of Jackson's shot selection. Let's see what Northwest can do. They're a little out of sorts right now.
Tido goes to the right side. Trying to challenge Ramirez. Ramirez does a good job playing D with his feet there. Left side now Graham. Tries to get a step on Worthy. Backs it out. Fires a baseball pass down to Anspaugh in the paint. And he does kind of a circus double clutch scoop. Thought it was going to go in. He will get free throws. But again, just Anspaugh finding some open spots and then maybe not able to finish. And gosh, Northwest has shot a poor percentage in the paint on the day so far anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot of just one-on-one things and then the occasional cutter.
Yeah. Anspaugh missed the first free throw. Well, standing around kind of letting Dido go off the dribble and penetrate, and then maybe I'll try to get into an open spot, but it hasn't worked out yet. They do want to try to keep this somewhat reasonably close so that, you know, when they do start to get a little rhythm, maybe shooting in the second half, you're not too far gone.
I feel like Graham is the same. When he gets it, it's almost like, okay, I haven't got it for a minute. Now it's my turn, and I'm going to see if I can take you off the dribble. I'd like to see a little more ball movement.
Worthy near the jump circle, right side for Rogers. Moves baseline, backs it back out to Worthy. Catches, fires, hand in his face, but got the shot up off the rim. Looks like Osterberg had the rebound, and Ramirez will fly through and knock it away from him, and I think that's going to be the foul call. We'll go against Ramirez, or, Ramirez.
And I think Osterberg had pretty good position there.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 here for the Mounties. Just 1 point in the second quarter so far for Northwest. Left wing, Anspaugh open, spots up for three, short. Rebounded Vikings. Drummond on the run. Looks like he might spot up. Instead tries to go reverse layup. Trying to stretch it too far. Missed the shot. Rebound is loose. And Worthy had it. Now it's picked up by Anspaugh. Gets it out to Graham. And here come the Mounties. Crossover Graham in the middle of the floor. Gets into the paint. Elevates. Hangs. Missed. Cooper rebounds. God, I wish Cooper would have turned and looked. He was all alone there. Gives it out to Anspaugh instead. Skips it out to Osterberg. Into the corner for Graham for three. Long. Cooper rebounds. Goes up tough. Going to get knocked away from him. And out of bounds. It'll be Northwest ball. And that was DeMar Hobbs challenging the shot from Cooper.
And the officials being consistent once again. Not, you know, a little contact, but you see those whistles get blown all the time. I like the flow of this game a lot better.
Cooper, patient, works his way into the paint. There's a nice move by him. Good footwork on the block. Goes up with the jump hook, and there's the first bucket of the quarter for the Mounties. 29-19, they trail 90 seconds to play first half. There's a near steal by Anspaugh. Set Drummond gets into the lane. Sends it across to Worthy. They swing it all the way around. Rogers drives. Skip pass. Ramirez for three. Got it. Triple. Vikings again. Inbound goes to Dido. 32-19 Vikings right now.
How about that possession? I think everyone touched it once.
Dido gets a step. Gets in the lane. Blocked away. That was one where he kind of didn't leave his feet. And then he goes to scoop it. Well, they were ready.
Yeah, when a team has good help D like that, Dido just can't drive in there wildly.
And he has, I mean, so far the game, it looks like he's tried to drive to be a passer. There he takes the inbound pass, goes baseline, and able to get that scoop off the window. Dido's first field goal. But quickly the other way, Ramirez answers, and it's still 34-21 Vikings. Dido makes a jab step move, gets in deep, double pumps, goes with the lefty hand off the window, can't score it. And the rebound's knocked out of bounds off Northwest.
And again, how did you feel about that one? I mean, that's another one where Dido just kind of went in there just hoping. It's almost like it's hoping for something good to happen.
I think he feels like he can get a shot anytime he wants, and I kind of agree, but they won't always be good shots, and that was one where, I can get a shot, and I made my last one, so maybe there's something happening, but just kind of feels forced. 34-21, whereas things coming easier to the Vikings in the half court for sure. Ramirez open on the wing, fakes the shot, goes down to Worthy, who scores it out on the block.
Nice dish by Ramirez there.
36-21, under 10 seconds. Up the floor quick. Osterberg out of the corner for three, and that goes long. And rebounded. Hobbs gets it out to Rogers. Pulls up at the buzzer from the wing. Just a little short. And 36-21 after two periods. Just 5 points in that second quarter for the Mounties. And they're having tough shooting. I mean, there's some. We're talking about bad shots or contested shots. But even the open ones just aren't falling right now for Northwest. And so we'll take a three-minute break here. Talk about what happened in the first half. Get you set up for the second half. Jackson leading Northwest here on Van Horn Road, 36-21. The Vikings advantage on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes at the half. 36-21. We were tied at 16 at the half, or at the end of the first quarter, and then boom, 20 to 5 run in that second quarter for the Vikings. And a lot of it, Kevin, they played good defense. I think that's clear. If you go to, you see that Dido can penetrate when he wants to. What's going to happen when he, you know, does he somehow figure out the way to combine that quick step and that speed with making the right decision? And sometimes he has, sometimes he hasn't, but in the end, they've shot poorly too, and I don't think that's helped Northwest, where, I don't know, you're not keeping track of that, but they got to be like 1 for 8 from three-point or something like that.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of – and you are correct. I think Jackson High's played fantastic defense. They're making everything difficult. Mm-hmm. So what might be like some games where it feels like, hey, I've made this move and it's been easy layup, there's been people around. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think you just got to make some of the extra passes, you know, so like the hockey assist things, where you get a little bit more open that way.
So you mentioned that last couple possessions, especially for Jackson, the ball was moving around the perimeter. And if somebody got a step or made a move, they weren't necessarily forcing up a shot. They were using that to catch the defense off balance and find that one, two, maybe three passes to end up with the best-looking shot. And they were hitting them, too, and that's helped. I think, interesting enough, too, Drummond comes out and has 17 in the first half. Ross, who we talked about in the pregame, kind of very quiet throughout that time. So imagine adding in another aspect of your offense to have Ross kind of be able to pick up and get somewhere near what he averages. And it's a tall task for Northwest to come back from this 15-point deficit.
Yeah, and you mentioned Drummond. He has 17 points, and it's been an efficient 17. You know, a lot of times in a high school game, you see a guy with 17, they did it on 20 shots already or
right.
something. But Drummond has been efficient out there. I don't know, has he missed? He might have missed one shot.
Yeah, he missed a couple.
Yeah, but it hasn't been where we've looked at each other and said, wow, this Drummond kid's just chucking it up there.
Right.
Yeah, the ball has moved around.
And he's done some stuff on the offensive glass. Like, he's just done other things that get you open shots. And sometimes I wish players could see from the outside what it looks like different for us than them in the game to say, you know, a lot of the points that are coming for these guys who put up high point totals aren't from one-on-one drives and pull-up step-back threes, but they're from getting offensive rebounds or running in transition and finding the right guy. You know, there's a lot of different ways to score, and Northwest is going to have to find many of them if they want to come back from this deficit. How did the scoring get done in the first half, Brian?
Well, for Jackson, we just said Berkeley Drummond was 17. He was the leader. Jacob Worthy came off the bench for four. Lorenzo Rogers with two. Jaden Ramirez, nice half with seven. Trey Pierce with a pair of threes, one to start the game, one to start the second quarter. He has six. And the noticeable absent in the scoring column, Jaden Ross.
And he didn't force his offensive game either, kind of passing around. I think he maybe got one or two shots up was all that he missed. But yeah, you know, it's like, hey, we've got this guy in reserve. Let's make sure we call a couple plays for him, guys. But other than that, just I think the unselfishness of the Jackson offense was noticeable. And, gosh, you could have anybody come out here out of those seven or eight guys who played that could come out and have another five or six here early and help push this lead out bigger.
Yeah, and commend them. Because I thought the start of the game, I don't want to say it's selfish shots, but just not great shots.
Yeah.
In the first 3 minutes after that, it got really good for them. We don't see that very often.
Almost like they were just feeling it out when it started to work. The ball started to work around. They knew what to do, and that rhythm was established and utilized. How about for the Mounties?
Well, for the Mounties, they got three out of Dennis Graham, which was a quiet night. Avery Inspaugh with a pair of free throws early with just two. Rodado just with 4 points, well under his average, and Bryson Cooper with 11.
Yeah, and
first half.
I'd love to see Northwest, if they get stalled in that half court, let that big guy post up. He showed that he's going to be able to catch it down there, but he's also going to be able to make a patient move to the basket and utilize that height to jump hook over a guy or make a good play down there. And perhaps, like you said, if he goes up a little stronger, maybe it's free throws too.
Yeah, well, and you said it earlier too. He's a willing passer as well, mm-hmm. So I like to see him get some touches early in the possessions.
Yeah, and players sometimes feel like, well, if I, you know, it's a black hole in there. If I get it in, it's never coming back out. But I don't think that's the case for Cooper at all. He's going to try to make the best basketball play. Well, let's take a 60-second break. It's almost second half time. Again, 36-21, Vikings lead here on WKHM.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
36-21, Vikings ball to start this half. And Drummond inbounds to Rogers. Rogers gives it up to Ross on the wing. He takes off the dribble, backs in, spins. Knocked away, headed down low, but we'll get a slap away foul there against the Mounties. And it's going to go against Dido.
Well, Steve, you kind of called it. Jaden Ross with his goose egg in the first half, and what did they do? Get him the ball on the wing, spread it out, let him drive. Here you go, gets to the line, see if they can't get him going.
And the first free throw is good. That's the first quarter of this game where the scoring didn't get started by a three-pointer for Trey Pierce.
Yeah. Maybe he's the first basket's still going to be that.
Maybe.
We'll see. First 2 points, however, are going to belong to Jaden Ross.
2-2 and off the snide, the scoreless streak. There's Dido. That was there. He got quickly up the floor in transition before the defense could get set and made a nice under-control runner and scores it for the Mounties. Ramirez on the wing now for the Vikings. Cooper chasing him. Dido had his hand nearly knocked away. Now does get the knock away. Dido out one-on-one with Drummond, goes past him, goes to the left-hand finish, and Dido right away, two buckets quickly here in the second half.
Yeah, and if you don't have help defense, he's almost impossible to stop.
And again, he's really done it by pushing the tempo in transition, and then again, an under-control finish. Rogers gets a screen, goes off the dribble, pull-up three missed, rebounded Williams. He's looking up the floor. There's Graham in the corner alone. Graham won't take the quick three, though, backs it out, and now feeding Cooper on the block against the mismatch on Drummond. Cooper goes in power, backs it out to Dido. It's doing a tightrope block on the baseline, ended up not going out of bounds, goes back to Cooper, goes back out to Dido, out to Williams. He nearly loses it. Graham squeezes, double team comes, finds a cutter. It's Anspaugh getting in deep, and he left it short. Cooper rebounds. No, that's Williams. He missed a short bunny and rebounded about now the Vikings. 38-25, 6:19 to play in the third, and they'll skip it all the way across. There's a drive by Trey Pierce, and now hands in the passing lane, and they'll go out off the Mounties. Sideline inbound for the Vikings.
That's two tough misses for Northwest there when you're trying to come back and you're down 13.
Yep, that would have really made you feel like they were starting a run. Really could have energized the team. Right now, inbound for the Vikings. Right side, down to the block. Ross made a cut, was wide open, and challenged at the basket by Williams, and I think they're going to say they got him on the arm. And that'll give Ross more free throws. I think he was going to go up and give us a highlight there.
Yeah, Williams was having no part of it.
So free throws here for Ross. He made his first two in the second half. 38-25 Vikings with Ross at the line. And that one gets the shooter's roll and goes in. 39-25 now Vikings. Substitution on Cooper will come out. And then for him, Travion Kinnell-Moore.
And we haven't seen Moore in the first half at all. So
I say Cooper played the whole half, so see him come out just a couple minutes in here in the third quarter. It's kind of surprising. Ross gets both free throws to go. 40-25 pushes it back out to a 15-point lead for the Vikings. Dido. Ramirez guarding, goes left side for Williams. Williams tries to go baseline, loses it, and there's help defense stealing it. Rogers. Dribbles around Williams, fast break Vikings down to Ramirez. And he goes reverse layup and draws a foul. Let's see who they got that one on. I think it was Dido coming down to challenge. And it'll be free throws for Ramirez. Second foul for Dido.
If you're going to foul Ramirez, you better get him good because he's strong enough to get the ball up. And nice and one attempt here.
Concentration there for Ramirez, and he makes the free throw and pushes that a 43-27, 16-point lead. Dido coming up the left side now for the Mounties. Crosses back, gets into the paint, skips in the corner. Good pass. Williams spots up. Missed it. Rebound. Dido and the putback there. So Ro Dido doing what he can to kind of draw his Mounties back into this game. Found an open look, and just, again, the shooting's been poor for the Mounties. Drummond gets a step to the lane, gets into the air, and he'll draw a foul. And that's going to go against Williams. So we had kind of complimented him on getting through the half with just one foul, but he comes in and has three now, and he'll take a break, and Osterberg will come off the bench.
And Steve, here we're at the 5:36 mark of the third quarter. How often do you see somebody go for 17 in the first half? And that's Drummond's first touch.
Yeah.
Not first shot attempt, first time he's touched the ball.
Right. 44-27 on the free throw make. Jared Osterberg in for Williams, as I mentioned. And each point here is a new largest lead of the game for Jackson. 45-27. He's not going. Again, the shooting's been still pretty ice cold from 3-point for the Mounties. Dido came in with a quick few buckets here in the second half. Penetrates, skips it out. Graham pumps the three, drives back to the basket. Elevate, kind of a tough shot. They're contested off the backboard and missed it. Now another whistle coming in against the Mounties. And that's bonus now for the Vikings.
Yeah, that's a quick five fouls.
Not even halfway into this third quarter. Zero team fouls against the Vikings.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes as a fan, you might be looking at, hey, it's 5-0, but it's been five fouls against them. They fouled them.
Yeah. Free throw is coming here. That's Trey Pierce, senior, for Jackson, and that one's going to go offside rim, bounce up high.
Personally disappointed in Trey for not knocking down a three in the first couple seconds of the quarter, as he did in the first and the second.
Missed the pair, and Dido able to squeeze that rebound out of there. Now in traffic, open floor, gets in deep. Through the hole defense. Hit the floor hard after that missed layup. Trainer's on top of it. Dito's going to get free throws, and he's just enjoying a little bit of the breather there on the floor.
Got
a little limp there. He gets up. That's one of those, maybe a hip or something. It's got a little stinger.
The trainer was quick, though, showing quick feet, getting out there. Yeah, they got Berkeley Drummond with a, they call it, with a trip.
Be a logical cause for the way he went to the floor. .513 to play here, third quarter, 45-27 Vikings, but Dido hits the free throw. 45-28. Cooper back into the game now.
Yeah, let's see if he's back in the game and then actually into the game. Like, I'm not saying he's out of the game, but let's get him some touches here.
Yep. Dido missed that second free throw. Anspaw able to offensive rebound that. Gives it back to Dido. Double team out on the wing. Somebody's got to be open, and they'll get Ramirez on kind of a hand check call, I think.
Yeah, and you don't know if that was one. That's one they haven't been calling much, but that's one where you do wonder if the officials look up and see it's 5-0 as well.
5-2 now.
Yeah, because yeah. That's two quick ones.
Yep, Dido at the top of the key. Hesitation dribble, drops it down to Anspaw on the baseline, skips it across to Graham, jab step into the paint, back out again. Sent Osterberg at the top, dribbles around to the right wing, crosses, goes back the other way. And now Dido comes out to get it. Graham looking for a back cut. Dido into the paint, gets in deep, double clutch, blocked by Ross, and the loose ball bounced out of bounds off of Jackson. And Dido hit hard again into that painted area. Actually, it's not really painted, just a different color wood.
We still call it the paint.
Yeah. The key.
Call it that if it's 1954.
Sideline inbound for Graham. For somebody to go to. Anspaugh comes to get it. Guarded tightly by Drummond. Mounties in the half court here. 45-28 deficit. 4:32 to play in the third. Osterberg spots up on the wing. Now drops to Cooper on the baseline. He looks to go baseline. Stops. Drops to Graham. Couldn't catch. Stolen away. And Trey Pierce on the run out. And we get an offensive foul call.
We'll push off with the offhand.
Think so.
Trey Pierce. Oh, they got Drummond instead. I don't know if he was kind of a moving screen type thing. I don't know. That was kind of an awkward one. Maybe it just wasn't in our vision.
Well, now the getting closer to even on the fouls, 5-3, but 4:07 to go. Graham into the corner. Osterberg pumps a three. Now resets, fires long. Cooper there to get it. Goes up, and he'll finish that one at the backboard. Cooper, point blank. With the make and gets the lead back to just 15, which is where we were at the half. 3:52 to go. There's a drive, Ross, and an offensive foul call. That was just Anspaugh keeping his feet in front of Ross, and I think where Ross gets the call is that when he's out there, his arm's out in front of him.
Yeah, he kind of lowered that shoulder and the arm both.
3:50 to go in our third quarter of action. 45-30, and we got a timeout, it looks like. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 45-30 Vikings on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.350 to go here, 15-point lead for the Vikings. It feels like Northwest has played better in this quarter and still haven't managed to close that gap.
Yeah, I agree. It feels like they might have made up some points.
Yeah.
They're taking better shots.
Graham deep on the wing right now. Into the corner for Williams back onto the floor with three fouls. He dribbles around to the top. Looking to go back to Dito. Splits the defense. Skips it to Osterberg. Osterberg jab, steps and drives. Get into the paint. Gets in deep. And works that floater to go in. Osterberg calling his own number on that play. Tough shot, but he got it to fall. Worthy off the dribble. Double clutch. Missed. Foul. Ramirez can't get it to fall. Rebound tapped and out of bounds. And that's going to go to Cooper. Dito in transition. Ross challenging him, and he's going to foul him. Kind of leaning on him as he's trying to keep up with him, and that'll get called most of the time.
I have him for four.
That's what it looks like on the scoreboard there, too. So Ross, 4 points, four fouls.
And when you're Ross and there's this much time in the game, 3:07 still in the third, you can't get the
You got to kind of know you have.
Yeah.
You got to kind of know you have three.
Because he was just kind of riding them down, dribbling down the floor. Bedeau making this first one.
He's up to 12 points now, and that cuts the lead to 12. Missed the second one, but another offensive rebound chance, and Cooper squeezes it. Looking to pass it out to somebody, but it's deflected, and the Vikings steal it away. Trey Pierce comes up with a loose ball. Over the timeline, right side now. Ramirez, he goes off the dribble, beats him, and scores it. Just got a step on Cooper and laid it in. Soft touch. Mounties quickly back the other way. Osterberg runner, no good. Cooper rebounds, puts it back, and draws a whistle.
You know, Steve, we sometimes make comps, player comps. Jade Ramirez kind of reminds me of Dylan Brooks. just uses his body well, strong, does come in the dirty things.
Yeah. Cooper gets that to go. 47-35, back to 12 here with 2:40 to play third quarter. Cooper misses that one short, but rebound Williams, and he goes up. Probably got away with a foul there for the Vikings. Dito, another rebound. Cooper's got it. And finally, a whistle comes in. I thought Williams got hit. I think Coach Bradley did, too. Cooper eventually coming up with it, and he'll get back to the free throw line, and that's the 15 foul. Now the fouls are even.
Yeah.
Bonus free throws the rest of this quarter for both teams.
I think Northwest will take that one, too, because now that's Berkeley Drummond's third foul.
Cooper makes.
We'll see if Drummond stays in the game or if Coach Johnson's going to get him out.
Second free throw short for Cooper, rebounded by Pierce. Gives it up to Drummond, back to Pierce in the backcourt. Now drives into the elbow, back out. Pump fake, drive. Now another pass out, and Ramirez with the shot, no good. Graham pushed to the floor in there. Offensive rebound for the Vikings, out for a three. Trey Pierce missed. Rebound up, and Cooper grabs it. He was assaulted there a little bit, but he gets it out to Dido. Transition to Williams up the wing. Just good defense there. Williams tried to fool him and Eurostep him, and just stayed right there. And now the other way, and too strong on the layup. Ramirez, and now we do get a whistle to stop things. We had Graham and another player tied up here in the backcourt, went to the floor. And Dido is going to get a foul. And that's his third. Under two to play here, third quarter, 47-36. Just an 11-point lead now for the Vikings, but they can add to it here with Worthy at the free throw line for a pair.
Some foul hits. Trouble with some of the key players starting to add up.
They'll get Drummond out for now. 17 first half for him, just two in the second half.
Yeah, and again, maybe just the one touch.
See him bring it up a couple times, but not really a part of the half court. Worthy gets a pair, pushes the lead back to 13, under two to play. Dido has a chance to drop down to Cooper all alone. He goes up strong. Nobody got Cooper in transition, and he made the layup, and Cooper continues to have a great night. 18 for the big, and cuts the lead to just 11. There's Rogers working around the screen, now goes to the top of the key for Pierce, down to the block. Ramirez goes right at Cooper, jump hook, no good. Cooper clears it. Out to Graham. Graham looking up the floor. Now into the corner, Osterberg. Back out to Graham. Graham on the wing, now skips it to Dido, right wing. Off the dribble, drops it down to a cutting Osterberg, gives it up to Cooper, spots up, hits the jumper, 12-footer, and knocks it down, and the lead just 9, and that's where you want to be if you can win this last minute now, Vikings, and get it any closer than this. You feel like it was a win in the third quarter here. They played a much better. And there's a knockaway. Graham had a chance to get it loose. Nice shot by Pierce to dive on it. We do get a tie-up call, I think. Possession arrow goes to Northwest, if that is the call. It is. So there was the right play. Knocking one away there down on the back. Good hands by Graham. That helped defense.
Yeah, since Ross and Drummond have gone off due to foul trouble, Northwest taking advantage.
Dito. Screen at the top, Cooper. Let's see where he rolls, and we'll get free throws now for Dido as the defender jumps out on him, and LeGrande. It might be LeGrande. I'm going to call it LeGrande.
It sounds cooler.
It does to me.
Nasser.
Call for the foul. Dido's free throw halfway down. It comes out.
Two misses in a row. He's now missing a third one in a row. I'm already marking this one down.
That's why our scorebook's unofficial. He did miss it. Cooper rebounds, though. Gets up, blocked away. A lot of contact down there. Cooper has that knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Mountie ball. 36.3 seconds. 49-40, Northwest trails. Graham will come down to trigger the inbound here from the baseline.
West got a lot of offensive boards off free throws.
Dido getting in deep. Strong finish there. He ends up on the floor and rebounded by Worthy. Run out for the Vikings into the air, and Rodgers goes in deep. And I think we get a blocking call. They wanted a charge. But that'll send Rodgers to the free throw line. Who'd they get that on? Williams.
Williams, his fourth. And again, I thought that was a pretty good call. I don't think he was ever set.
And, oh, missed free throw. Maybe the ball don't lie, Brian. 25.6 to play here, third quarter, and 49-40 still remains our score. And Lorenzo Rodgers, junior for the Vikings, at the free throw line. West,
even if he makes this one, if you come down and get a two or three, end the quarter. Graham's down here all alone. Up. Worthy just saw him. He's keeping an eye on him.
Missed both of them down there, but an offensive rebound. LeGrande with the rebound, missed it, and now Osterberg squeezes it. Dido in transition into the corner. Graham gives it up to Cooper at the high post. They knock it away from him, but he able to recover it and will get another foul call. And that's going to go against LeGrande.
Man, early talking, letting them play. There have been a lot of whistles blown in this, but things are getting a lot more grabby out there, too, a lot more handsy.
Yeah, and a little bump on a couple of plays is a lot different in the first half than what we've seen. Getting a little more physical here as the game gets in a little tighter. And 11.7 seconds left. 21 now for Cooper as he made that free throw, and it cuts the lead to 8. And that one goes to, cuts it to 7 points. Effectively cutting that halftime lead in half with another quarter to play. 4 seconds. Pass it up, LeGrand. Out to the top, Rodgers getting away. Good look at it at the buzzer. And 49-42 is where we'll end the third quarter. Just 7 points separating these two teams. Shout out to Bobby Simon the fourth. The all-hair team getting his moment in there. We'll take a 60-second break. Fourth quarter coming up on WKHM. 49-42 Vikings lead.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth quarter ready. Viking ball. Drummond takes in the inbound in the backcourt. Drummond with three fouls gives it up to Pierce, guarded by Osterberg. Hands off, and a drive. Rodgers spins, gets down in for the layup, and a nice move. Lorenzo Rodgers pushes the lead back to 9. Mounties the other way, Dido. Oh, dribbling down to the baseline, and it goes off his leg, it looks like, maybe, or just slipped off a sweaty hand. Either way, it's a turnover, and it's Viking ball again.
Northwest going to bring some full court pressure.
Rodgers getting a step. Sets up on the wing now. Steps back. Left side, Rodgers back out on the floor with four fouls. Drummond driving from the top. Tough runner. Missed. Ross with the rebound. Gives it up, and Lorenzo Rodgers gets in there. Really nice hanging finger roll. George Gervin-esque. Just couldn't get the finish like George. It's the snowman, not the Iceman, I guess. It's still cold, but not as deadly. I don't know. 7:11 on the clock, 51-42. There's an inbound caught and finished by Pierce down against Osterberg, and that's now an 11-point game. Quick 4-0 run for the Vikings. Udoh called for a screen from Cooper. They kind of just push him off. Graham in the corner calling Cooper down to the block. Double team comes. And they're going to get him on the reach. And I think that's going to go against Ramirez. And that is the call. That'll be his third. And but Ross was down there, and both of them just kind of reaching in.
Yeah.
Kind of swiping at the ball on Cooper. Cooper, good job to hold on to it.
And Ramirez not happy with the call, but he was.
Throw the lob to Cooper on the inbound. He caught it. Couldn't get it to go. Steals that rebound away. Has a block by Ross. Now the run out by the Vikings, and Ramirez gets a step, and he'll finish at the backboard. 6-0 run. There's Dido on the wing for the Mounties. Swings it across Anspaugh. Now to Osterberg, and he'll spot up for three. A front rim and rebound to Anspaugh. He got pushed in the back, and Drummond's going to say, what do you mean? But he clearly pushed him right in front of us, and the official was even closer than us.
Yeah. He definitely discarded him with the hip.
Mm-hmm. That'll be his fourth. So this game could look a lot different in a minute or two if any more whistles get blown on some of these Viking starters. Osterberg to Anspaugh. Anspaugh gives it up to Dido, right wing. Ramirez has done a good job on Dido. Osterberg deep three. Missed two now. Good catch and shoot. I know that the bench expected us to go in, but nobody from Northwest has gotten hot from three. There's Ramirez, though. Airballed. Chased down. Rogers, and now Ramirez gets in deep. Reverse layup. No good. Off balance. Rebounded by Dido. Numbers for the Mounties if they hustle. Dido out to Graham. Now feeds Osterberg on the baseline. Looking for Cooper. He just fired into the guy's head, basically. Cooper was guarded. And it deflected off a dome, squeezed by Drummond, and now the Vikings have it in the half court.
I'm not sure how he thought that might get through.
Ramirez finds Ross cutting the back baseline. He goes against Dido. Elevated fader. Good defense, Dido, on Ross there. He's giving up an inch and a half maybe, but Ross is not able to kind of get his flow going at all in the game. We'll get a foul against Anspaugh here. That's his second. And that'll be the first team foul for the Mounties here, fourth quarter. 5:24 to play. They trail 55-42 and cut it to about seven at the end of three, but a good run to start the fourth quarter here for the Vikings. Drummond down into a double team. Gets stuck, gets it away to Ramirez. He backs it out to the right wing. Hands off at the top. Pierce, now Ross on the wing. He'll fire for three. That goes long. Rebound. Graham squeezes. I think he might lose it off the fingertips, but he's able to grab it. Finds Cooper in transition. Now down to the corner. Cooper give and go. Deflected. Steal by the Vikings. And running the floor is Rogers. And he takes it in with a little double clutch and a score. 57-42. Back out to that 15-point lead from the half. Under five to play. Let's take a 30-second commercial break as the Vikings lead at 57-42 on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.454 remains in this tilt. Northwest, despite playing tough and probably feeling like they were the better team here in the second half, have not been able to close that gap. Just little runs by the Vikings. And the other thing is just ice cold shooting from 3.4 Northwest most of the game. And every time it felt like they had, you know, if one of those had gone down, momentum shifts, and they feel like they're cutting into that lead, but they just haven't fallen.
Yeah, we talk about all the time basketball being a game of runs, and we see it on every level, and this has been the case too. It's just Jackson High's had three more runs than Northwest.
Yep.
So here we are, 15-point Jackson lead.
Still time. Dido going off the dribble into the paint, tries to fire it across to Graham, and it's deflected. And that's been something that Jackson has done a lot, just in the passing lanes, deflecting balls, even if they're not steals. It keeps it from getting to its intended target and takes them right out of rhythm in the half court. A little directing traffic, and everybody saw that one. Near steal by Pierce.
And Northwest is going to have to do something a little bit different on these out of bounds just to get open. Set a screen or do something, because you just come to the ball. Jackson's too quick.
Graham throws it into Anspaw. Takes the reception out by behind the arc, and then dribbles into the paint. Almost loses it. Gets it out to Williams, who gets in. Tricky reverse layup. Missed. Quickly the other way. Vikings Drummond into the paint. Finishes with the left hand. Vikings quickly back. Or Mounties quickly back in, rather. Graham crosses over through traffic, and now they'll set up the half court. 59-42. They trail. Williams. Perdido on the cut, chased by Ramirez. And now another deflection and a turnover in the other way. Vikings drop down to Drummond. And he had a little bit of a scoring lull there, but he's back in business with a couple buckets in a row, up to 23 for the game. And lead 61, 19 points, the largest lead for the Vikings.
He deserved it, too. He had his hand in the passing lane. He's the one that got the deflection that led to that steal.
Dito into traffic and nearly stolen again. Cooper at the top. Gets a back cut. Anspaw gets in deep. Hesitated. He probably should have just gone up direct, but he pump faked and now the other way. And Ramirez missed one, but followed up by Ross. I'll tell you what, I don't know if he's 6'6, but he's got that the reach of a 6'6 guy. That was some wingspan.
That was springy.
Dito gets into the paint again and ends up the end of the play on the floor.
Ross being a good sport, helping him up.
63-42, 21 the lead. Not that long ago, it was a 7-point game. 3:21 to play.
Yeah, you know the way Jackson plays defense, they do have, we talk about games of runs, they have that run ability to them. They can make big runs.
You know, and I don't know if it's just a Jackson High thing, but it feels like I saw Coach Crowley here, Coach Barnes, and now the new Coach Thompson, always seem to have that where they're just ample steals and fast break points for Jackson when they're playing well. Sometimes they get mired in the half court, and we saw that probably a little bit, maybe the most in the third quarter, but since they've kind of amped up the defensive pressure, they've definitely seen it. Seen some fast break points materialize.
Yeah, you can play a team and say, hey, we're going to slow it down, but you can't slow it down if they're getting steals.
Right. 63-43 after a split pair at the free throw line for the Mounties. Vikings back up the floor. Ramirez out to the top. Drummond, jab step against Cooper, spins, elevates, pull up, off the rim, rebound. Cooper grabs it. He's going to have a double-double here. I'd have to say, it looks like he maybe double dribbled after squeezing the rebound, and they'll give it back to the Vikings. 22 points for Bryson Cooper.
With 3:01 left, here's what, you know, you're up 20. Here's why I see Jackson just not do that.
Yeah, fire up a quick triple on the inbound. Yeah. Ramirez, they do get the offensive rebound. Ramirez has it on the wing going down to the block. And that's a finish by Trey Pierce. And a foul on the play as well. Chance at a three-point play for Pierce. And I think, who'd they get that against?
I think Osterberg.
Oh, that'll just be his first. And it looks like it's going to come in a loss, but this is the best game we've seen for Bryson Cooper. And, you know, we haven't seen a ton of the Mounties, but good to see Bryson Cooper having a game like this where he's been kind of dominating the glass, gets it out in the transition, and that miss to Dito, and he's going to get in all the way. Maybe the easiest finish he's had all night. And he didn't fall on the floor at the end of it, so.
Yeah, and Jackson kind of maybe recognizing the scoring situation and just not trying to block that.
Yep.
Smart.
Drummond goes right side, Ramirez. Boy, a name we were calling with regularity during the football season.
Yeah, he's tough.
Drummond out near the circle. Goes left side, Ramirez. He'll skip that across casually into the game for the Vikings, number 10, who I don't know. Drummond backs it out. Under two to play now, 65-45. Drummond off the dribble, backs it back out. There's Pierce back to Drummond, and they are going to kind of run into four corners here a little bit. Really just one corner. Drummond drives in, pump fakes. And I guess he had an extra two steps, but.
And I'll tell you what, for the last many years that we've been doing this, have we seen a more improved player than Berkeley Drummond from one year to the next? I don't think I have.
This is a guy who looks like he's full control of his faculties there and knows what he's, knows his skill set. We get a timeout, 93 seconds left. We'll probably get a slew of substitutions here. This one just got out of hand quickly. Another Jackson run. 25 in the game for Drummond. And 15 for Ramirez. Nice job by those two Vikings players. 22 for Cooper. And, yeah, we get the bench mob hitting the floor here for the Mounties, rather. We'll see what the Vikings do. It's a counter.
Gabe Christner in. We have a Bobby Simon sighting. Jonathan Osterberg. Travion Kittlemore. I get them all?
It's close enough for me.
Well, we got both the Osterbergs in there. Jared and yeah. Jonathan.
Inbound goes out. Vikings again. Deflection. In there for Jackson. Newly... Kylan Davis, Worthy, Ross, Pierce, and again number 10 who's not on our roster.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't do anything.
There's Osterberg going off the dribble and getting the layup. Jared Osterberg. Down to a minute 13. Right side Ross for the Vikings. Penetrates. Kind of lost it on the way up. Missed. Be a forgettable night for Ross, I think, in his games, but it's all right. It didn't hurt the team. Four fouls, 6 points. Try to inbound, and it's kicked out of bounds.
Mike Nahal taking it in.
It's Worthy trying to drive, backs out to Pierce. Under a minute now. 67-47, but passed down to Ross. He went for the highlight dunk there. Rebounded by Christner. But I appreciate Ross's dunk attempt. Tried to give us an exclamation point on the win for the Vikings.
They treated us to a little warm-up dunk exhibition.
Did they? I was distracted, I think. Up to four now for Jonathan Osterberg. And kind of got into traffic and they took it away. Kellen Davis. Over the timeline, a timeout for the Vikings with 36.5 left. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Thank you to Kelly Express Marts, Industrial Steel Trading, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aero-Quip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Form Energy Drink. I went with the Orange Fury tonight. Post-game coming up brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. It's just their... Gosh, when was that? Saturday?
You ever get the Reese's peanut butter cookie from Kelly Express?
No. Oh. But that sounds like right up your alley.
Oh, man.
I mean,
you're
missing out. It's probably where you got these Reese's filled pretzels.
Yeah. Get to shop with our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Inbound to Worthy. Gives it right back to Davis. Back to Worthy. Up to the top. A little dribble move behind the back. Crossover, pull up from the elbow, missed the shot. That was a little exhibition. Nehemiah Jones, a freshman for the Vikings on the varsity. There's a drive and a bucket. That was Bobby Simon driving from the right wing all the way in. Over the defense, scored it, and gets a chance at the free throw line.
I let Bobby know he made our all-hair team before the game. I think he was pleased.
I mean, why else do you get that haircut if it's not for attention? The bleach blonde with the stripes, like tiger stripes.
You know, right now this feels like you're at like a Piston game or something where there's thousands of people, like fans leaving early.
Yeah.
Like they want to get out before the traffic gets too much. But
maybe just want to get out of there before their car freezes.
Yeah, bad weather. You know, we had a really nice crowd here, especially for the weather. I mean, schools were closed today.
On a Monday night. You know, a lot of times the Friday crowd's usually the better crowd night. But it was, yeah, a good crowd from Jackson Viking fans coming to watch. And there's another drive. And going to the floor slowly was Ross, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I think they might have just got it on the floor.
Did they? Oh, yeah, we're not bonus here in the fourth. 2.4 seconds, 67-49. Inbound to Mike Nahal. Nahal fires a three.
And in typical Mike Nahal fashion.
He missed. 67-49 the final. Tell you what, I expected a closer game, and we might have gotten it under different circumstances. We'll talk about it all when we come back. Two-minute break here on the post game. We'll get you the numbers and wrap things up. Our post game brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. Next on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes on the postgame here. 67-49, the final. Vikings kind of hold that lead for most of the way. Things were pretty tight early, I think 16-16 at the end of one, and then that was the big second quarter that really got that lead out to 15, 20-5. They outscored them in the second half, go with a 15-point lead at halftime. End of the third, they had kind of closed it, and it felt like we were going to get something down the stretch, but then another run to start the fourth quarter for the Vikings, and they never looked back from there.
Yeah, we talk about Jackson. I don't want to steal Clark Kellogg's line of spurtability, but that's exactly what they have. And just way too many more runs for Jackson than Northwest.
Yeah, and the Mounties never really got things going from the perimeter. The three-point shot wasn't going down for them, and so that became kind of tough to get anything coming back. I mean, they did a nice job working it to Cooper. I think the lone bright spot for the Mounties tonight was really just Bryson Cooper having the best game I've seen him have as a player here at Northwest, and that bodes well for the rest of the season. And you want to try to bounce back from this loss. You know, you got something special down in Cooper. He's capable of giving you that 20-10 game.
just looked more aggressive than what we'd seen him before.
And he did.
There were still some times where he got the rebound and just looked to kick it out. And I know one particular, he said, oh, nobody was there. And I think that happened to him a couple times. So I think he could even pull it up another notch and another level. But that's good. He's baby steps.
And they did have some athleticism to counter him. You know, he wasn't just going up in 6'7" over everyone else and shooting overheads. But sometimes he was. And, you know, if he gets those offensive rebounds and he has, you know, he's got to feel himself close to the basket and know that sometimes the best play for him down there is to take that up strong and get to the free throw line and make him pay for that. But overall, still a good game. And like we said, it's a nice thing to have a big like that who is a willing passer when they're going to double and triple team him when he gets it on the block, to be ready to know where your open guy is and hit him. And those guards, those shooters out there for Northwest won't mind passing down to you that as much if they know that they could get it back.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's do the numbers and wrap up the postgame show here.
I definitely know I have something to report that I've never seen. Maybe it's happened in basketball history. There's been a lot of basketball, but how are you a team that wins, scores 67 points, and nobody with a jersey number over the number 5 scored?
Yeah.
But so here's what I have for Jackson. We had Trey Pierce with 10, Jaden Ramirez 14, or excuse me, 14. Lorenzo Rogers with 6, Jaden Ross 6, Jacob Worthy 6, and Berkeley Drummond with 25. And in case you're wondering, how did that nobody over 5? There's a 0 in there. That's
Yeah, and gosh, we saw LeGrand and Hobbs get a couple minutes, and that was kind of it. Kylan Davis down, but they short bench for Coach Thompson, but it got the job done. I didn't feel like at any point any of the Vikings players, as up and down as they play and as fast as they play, nobody looked like they were tired or fatigued at any point. So that's a nice to know if you're Coach Thompson that your guys can run and good cardio. I was going to say Ramirez, we've seen him run miles, it seems, on football fields, so he's not going to wear out just running the basketball court.
And that goes down to you and I would wear out quickly, but the old man, those guys are 17-year-old kids. They can run for days, and that's a team that really looks like they can.
Right, and I'll say there's a difference because he took a little beating. Rody Doe stays on. You know, he's got one speed, and it's all out pretty much, but he looked tired at the end, but he also was hitting the floor hard 5 or 6 times. So that'll weigh on you differently than the way Jackson was running tonight. Just nonstop motors in the passing lanes. They're going to be tough. You're not going to enjoy playing them if you're in that district with them or one of their upcoming opponents.
I would love to see a rematch in that district.
Yeah. Player of the game tonight going to be Berkeley Drummond, 25 points. Just a nice night for him, and showed he could score a lot of ways. I mean, he wasn't a guy who just settled in and let me shoot threes. Scored at the basket, scored on the pull-up jumpers, offensive rebound putbacks, and he did hit a couple triples, so he's a nice all-around shooter and scorer. Yeah,
3 for 4 from the line. Got some, as you said, some rebounds, nice passes. He had a great game, and like I mentioned, the most improved player I've seen in the last 10 years from 1 year to the next, of somebody that's had significant minutes.
He defended well. You know,
he did.
At points in the game, he was guarding Dido and others. So, he had a good all-around game. Unsung hero tonight will end up being Bryson Cooper, who had the best game we've seen from him, and I look forward to maybe getting to see him again. I'm not sure what the schedule has in store for us, if we get them or not again. We will be back in action tomorrow. I'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's mention the Mounties now fall to 9-5 on the year. Still 5-2 in the league, and they have St. John's, their next opponent, here tomorrow. So they got a quick turnaround. St. John's 9-4 coming into that game tomorrow. So seems like, at least feels like, an even matchup and a good chance for the Mounties to get back into the win column.
Steve, I didn't get you the Northwest scores. You want those?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm sorry. I moved on. Let's do them.
Okay. Well, we had Dennis Graham with just 3 points today. Jackson did a great job on him. Avery Anspaugh with 2. Rhoda Doe with 15. Jarrett Osterberg with 4. Bobby Simon came in, made a late bucket for 2. And you've talked about it already, Bryson Cooper with a great game. 22 points, and unofficially, we're guessing 12 to 14
rebounds. I'd say 12, easily.
Good 20 and 10 game for him.
Yeah, Mountie's back in action here again tomorrow with St. John's. Are they going to have school tomorrow? Who knows? Meanwhile, Jackson climbs to now 8-5 on the year. That's a nice win for them. They're back in action on Wednesday on the road, taking on Tecumseh. So there's a league game, 7-6, Tecumseh 2-3 in the conference. And that's not going to be an easy one. Never is for the Vikings. Tecumseh, just a good school. Has some good programs in that hoops and football.
How about you and I? Do you want to do another game sometime
soon? Let's do it. How about tomorrow?
About 20 hours from now, you want to do another one? Let's go to Hanover. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go to Hanover Horton. Sit up in our booth and watch the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Hanover Horton Comets do battle, and that'll be again tomorrow about 6:45, and we'll hit the airwaves and bring you that live coverage.
So Chris Van Epps brings us a Coney Dog or something, too.
You think so? What do they have out there at the concessions?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Or maybe just let's get Tony Howard to put together a road plate for us. I know we'll get some of those walking tacos or things that they have over at Michigan Center.
Let's do it. It'll be a good game.
It should be fun. It's a good little Cascades rivalry. And we'll be ready to go tomorrow for Hanover Horton. Always fun to get out to that school and see those teams play. And it always feels like it's always a little tougher to win in Hanover Horton's gym when you're playing those guys. No matter how good you're playing, and the Cardinals are playing well. 67-49 our final. The Vikings with the one tonight at Northwest, and we're going to head home. Thank you to Luke Moorhead back in the studio. For the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Drive safe.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.